I had done some reconnoitering earlier that night. I saw that behind a stack of cases of whiskey, there was this curtain. I pulled the curtain, and it led to a staircase down to the basement one way, and it led upstairs the other way. I went down the basement, and there's a little light on. There's a guy building a trike assembly. It was totally apart, and he was using a Volkswagen rear end, which had an independent rear axle, so there were two short shafts about that long, laying on the workbench. I walked forward, and I saw that there were stairs. I go, yeah, oh yeah, at the front of this bar, I remember when we came in, there's a set of stairs going down. Those must be them right there. So here we are, we're trapped in this room. And we hear boom, boom. And I could tell that's the sound of a table being banged on our door. They are absolutely serious about getting us. And as I said, I was the oldest guy by years. And I just thought, well, I said, come on everybody, follow me. We're gonna get out of here. And I had my Les Paul guitar. And I didn't know what was going to greet me, but I didn't want it to get damaged if they caught us. So I just hid it behind some empty beer bottle boxes over by the wall. And I led them down the stairs. And as we're coming along, and now there were girls with us, okay? And as I walked by where that guy was building the trike, I remembered those Volkswagen half shafts. And I had an Army pea coat that I got from the Army Navy surplus store. It was like an Eisenhower jacket. I grabbed the half axle and I shoved it up my sleeve and cupped it in my hand. And I thought, if we just go quietly, we can do this. And my brother was right next to me, and I said, okay, I'm going to go up the stairs. I'm going to get the door open to the outside. And when I motion for you, you send them up two at a time. I said, everybody hear that? My brother's going to tell you when to go. And I got the door open, and I'm looking, and they are just about through the door, the motorcycle gang. They just about have it knocked off the hinges. And people are motioning two fingers, and people are coming up the stairs and run out the door and running around the side of the building in the parking lot. The lead guitar player, Pete, and his girlfriend, Lori, were the last ones up, but my brother. And he came up with them and went out the door. And then I got the door to the outside closed quietly with myself outside on the sidewalk. And my brother had run around the corner to go get his car. And Pete and Lori were walking along, and this great big biker, about 350 pounds, with a beard and everything. The guy should be grown up by now. He's about 35 or 36, something like that. He says, hey, and he stops him, and he grabs Lori by the arm. Now, I've run this by her. She does not remember this. He grabbed her by the arm, and he wound up with a closed fist and was ready to punch a girl, a very pretty girl, with a closed fist. And so I just yelled out, I've got this loud voice, I won't yell, but it's like, hey, you know, really loud, hey, you know, loud. Come here, sweetie pants. He started looking at me, and he lets go of her, and they scoot into the parking lot. And I walk up to the guy, and I was pissed off. A grown man, a big man, ready to hit a pretty girl with a closed fist, brought out this Scotsman in me, all of it. And I just opened my palm and let that axle slide right into my hand. And I played hockey a lot when I was a kid. I gave him a two-hander as hard as I could on the kneecap. And he yelped. He went down on one knee. And I was just getting ready to lay one across the side of his jaw. When the jig was up, they knew we weren't there. They were able to put it together, and they knew we had left by the front stairs. They came pouring out the door as my brother pulled up. He had the windows open. I just dove in the front seat, my face in his lap. I said, hit it. And he stomped on the gas. And they had gotten a hold of my left ankle and they pulled my boot off. I never found that again. And he took off. It was that close. And they were going to kill us. Thank you, Mark Norton, also known as Even Suvendieff. They smashed our equipment. It was our equipment. It wasn't the Ramrod's equipment. It was our equipment. And the next day, we drove downtown to the Westinghouse to meet with Jack and Don. And we decided that we were going to yell at them, "You have got to get us better gigs." Now, this is pre-bookings.